With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump continues to urge the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
On Wednesday, the Fed left its benchmark interest rates unchanged. Reacting to the news, President Trump criticized Chairman Jerome Powell for holding rates at current levels instead of slashing them.
He doesn't want to do it. I think he doesn't want to do it. Probably he's not in love with me.
Powell has warned that the president's tariffs were creating uncertainty and the Fed could afford to wait until more data shows the impacts on the economy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is going after DEI books.
The Pentagon has ordered all military leaders and commands to pull and review all of their library books that address diversity, anti-racism, or gender issues by May 21st. That's according to a memo issued to the force on Friday. It's the broadest and most detailed directive so far on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's campaign to rid the military of diversity and equity programs, policies, and instructional materials. And it follows similar efforts to remove hundreds of books from the libraries at the military academies. Keith Peters, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he is pleased to see that Russia is interested finally in ending a war that it began, but he says there has to be a ceasefire before he comes to the peace talks table. Calling it a positive sign in a post on X Sunday, Zelensky says, quote, "The entire world has been waiting for this for a very long time, and the first step to truly ending any war is a ceasefire." Residents and officials in the disputed Kashmir region say there was overnight border fighting between Pakistan and Indian troops, despite a ceasefire designed to contain the conflict. They say it petered out pretty quickly. This is SRN News. Battles over boycotts of Israel are playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states have passed laws or executive orders that penalize contractors or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now pro-Palestinian groups are organizing efforts to repeal such legislation in Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The issue first came to the fore with the establishment of the Palestinian campaign called Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions. It seeks to force Israel to give away some territory to the Palestinians, something Israel has already done. President Trump's supporters are celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to be allowed the administration to enforce a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. Shortly after returning to office, the president issued an executive order banning service members from living as the opposite sex, stating that such behavior, quote, conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle. This is SRN News. Texas lawmakers going after insurance companies.
Bills have been advanced to limit how much insurance companies can hike rates. Lawmakers also sought to compel insurers to be more upfront with homeowners when they decide to deny or stop coverage. Texans have seen rates spike in recent years and pay some of the highest insurance premiums in the country. A proposal that would require the Texas Department of Insurance to approve any rate increase above 10% has drawn pushback from the insurance industry, which says capping rate increases could lead to policy cancellations because insurers can't afford to provide coverage. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 11th. It's the 131st day of 2025. Today is Mother's Day. The moon is waxing. Evening stars are Jupiter, Mars, and Uranus. On this date in history, 1858, Minnesota joined the United States and became the 32nd state. Welcome. This is SRN News.